Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight we'll be discussing the last week of the show. You can call in and give us your 2 cents at 914-338-1239, and you can also use Skype or join us in our chat room. Follow our blog daily at divaofdaysofourlives.blogspot.com. You can find us on Facebook, and we also have a new fan page on Facebook, Diva of Days of Our Lives. And make sure you follow us on Twitter at Diva of Dole. And you can find all those links on our profile page if you don't want to look for them. I don't blame you. So we have Anna who's here tonight.
Hello.
And we have the dancing queen, Marianne, here tonight.
Hi, everyone.
Queen of jello shots.
Queen of the night.
Yeah. Well, before we get going, I wanted to do my promised shout-out to Bob Cap, at Bob Hapka on Twitter, because he's been just killing me all week long. And
was that again, at Bob Hapka?
Yeah, B-O-B-H-A-P-K. And he did have news. Mark Hapka was in a beer commercial this week. Yeah, it's out. Mm-hmm. So if I find a clip of it, I'll see if I can put it on the blog.
Very cool, yeah.
Yeah, and what cracked me up about Bob this week is he, Kim Kardashian's tweeted something like, "Oh, I can't believe Casey Anthony got off," and he retweeted, "Your father got OJ off."
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, she said she couldn't believe Casey Anthony was found innocent. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I love it. That was great. Go,
so
Bob.
That was pretty much the tweet of the week, if you ask me. That was freaking hilarious.
Oh, awesome. I'm guessing she didn't respond
back.
Yeah, I'm assuming she didn't. I don't follow Kim Kardashian, so I have absolutely no idea. So this Kim does not. Yeah, she does not interest me. So yeah, Bob is still awake, so you can go tweet to him now if you want to. He always jokes with us, he's in bed by now. So
yeah.
His last tweet was 15 minutes ago, so I don't know.
Yeah.
No, busted.
Yeah.
You can run, but you can't hide, Bob.
I
come
know.
On, Bob. Pick up that phone, Bob.
Yeah, we've been trying to get him on the show. If he's listening, it's
one of these days.
Yeah, 914-338-1239. So, and then we have breaking news. Noel Maxim got fired as co-executive producer, and once again, Days of Our Lives replaced him with a producer from Passions. Not only did she produce Passions. Yeah, she produced Passions the entire era of Passions. She didn't miss a single episode. Let me see if I can find her name. It's on Twitter all over the place. Yeah, that I have to say that was definitely a downgrade.
That just happened today.
That just been announced within the last, I'd say, 10 minutes maybe?
Oh.
Yeah, let's see if I can find it.
Yeah, Soap Opera Network or something.
Yeah, Soap Opera Network, so. Yeah, they always get good scoop. So, yeah. If I retweeted it, if I can find it. Yeah, here we go. I can't pronounce this name. It looks French. I'll give it a shot. Lisa De Cozette, C-A-Z-O-T-T-E. She was with Passions the entire run, July 5th, 1999 to August 7th, 2008. She was an intern for One Life to Live, early 1980s, worked her way up to coordinating producer before leaving 1991 to join Santa Barbara as producer. You know, when Santa Barbara ended in 93, she joined All My Children, where she was coordinating producer and later supervising producer. In 96, she left All My Children to do Sunset Beach. where she was producer, producer and surviving producer, supervising producer, and 98, she was executive producer of Passions.
Mm.
After that ended, she was named executive producer of the second season of SoapNet's General Hospital Night Shift, which actually, you know, did pretty well. 2009, she returned to All My Children and as producer worked there for a year. She has 4 Daytime Emmy nominations. So that's her resume.
Well, you never know. What's her name again?
You're going to make me say it again.
Sorry.
Lisa D. Cazotte. Cazotte. Cazotte.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah, it's I retweeted it.
I think I've heard of her before, at least, you know.
Yeah, I've never heard of it before.
It's interesting. I wonder if, what was Noel not falling in line, or, you know, I wonder what there were behind-the-scenes disagreements or something, or...
I don't know. Tom Cassiello tweeted, he said it was a mistake.
Yeah.
So,
everything I've heard about Noel is he was wonderful, so, you know. I don't know. It's really disappointing. I mean, again, I'm welcome to the new, welcome to Lisa, but, I hope it's a good thing, but it's kind of scary that they're already making changes like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, doesn't that worry you that, like, 2 weeks into the reset, or 3 weeks into the reset, and they're already firing people? That's not a good
idea. Yeah, here we go again.
Yeah, the ratings weren't spectacular the past week. They went back down to last. They lost 100,000 viewers from the week before, and they were down from last year's episode, I think, by 70,000. So, yeah, it looked like the bump from the reset lasted about 2 or 3 weeks. So, but you never know.
The shame of it is, I think, is that the week of the reset was awesome, in my opinion. I mean, I loved how they had the Demiras playing against all the other goody-goodies and everything. I love that, and the reintroduction of Jack and all. And and then it's like the very next week they started in on this, and I hate to, like, key into her right away, but they started in to the Madison show again, and or not again, but... And it was just kind of like all of a sudden I was like, well, wait a minute. I was really enjoying all these returns and the big, party and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden there's this character that comes into town just like Taylor did. And a character we don't care about yet. Maybe we will someday, but we don't right now because we don't even know the character. And all of a sudden she's on, seemingly all the time. And I don't know. It just... That turned me off. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I don't know. What do you guys think?
It's better, and I'm glad they got rid of a lot of the dead weight and some of the really awful storylines.
I agree.
I think it's much better than what we had,
Yeah, it's not fantastic, but it's better.
Well, I agree with you there. Some of it's better. I'm loving the Jack and Jen stuff. I'm loving their scenes. And I'm even liking the little mystery with Maggie and all that, but although I don't like how it ends, but I don't like the end result. But, I mean, it's kind of fun to have Bo and Hope on this adventure and everything,
Yeah, I was liking the Mrs. Horton secret thing until I found out what it was, with Maggie. That it was Daniel, and she had a child, and I don't know. But still, it's still interesting. Let's see how they explain that, I guess.
That's coming out during the Halloween party. Well, the clip is on the blog, the promo for this week. Maggie tells Melanie at the Halloween party that Daniel's her son.
Oh, yes.
And people were saying on Twitter that Maggie's too pale to be Daniel's mother.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, but he was bred with a surfer dude in a tanning bed in Switzerland, remember?
that's
my story, and I'm sticking to it.
An old Victor's involved in it, I suppose. He's looking guilty. He's looking worried.
Yeah, which doesn't make any sense because he didn't know Maggie at the time. Victor was introduced as a character in the late 80s. So yeah. Daniel was
unless
thinking,
he didn't have any idea
said?
At the time that it was Maggie's eggs at the time, but he knows that could be.
Yeah.
But the, yeah. But he knew he was involved with that certain clinic, and like, oh, that's what happened, and now it's found out that it is Maggie's. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to bring on Sabina. I think it's Sabina. Might be Justin. Hello, area code 404.
Oh, that's me.
Justin.
Hey,
yeah.
Justin.
Oh, Justin.
Hey.
Hello.
I just called in to listen over the phone.
Hold on
just a second. Chatting with my friend on Facebook, just a second. Yeah, I found that sometimes, like, when I listen on my computer, it lags what's live, so I found it better to call in.
Okay. It does lag. And sometimes on the computer, I found it so much easier, because on the computer, sometimes it'll just completely shut down on you. I don't know why it does that. But, when I've come in as a participant, someone else is hosting, I kind of notice that problem, too.
I was going to say, I didn't really have anything planned, but I guess I'll say, first of all, I won't jack with Jennifer, and I don't like this storyline of, it's like she's in high school trying to choose between Daniel and Jack dating both of them at the same time, and they're arguing with each other. I just find that kind of juvenile. And I also want to say that I don't like them making Daniel Maggie's son. It seems so artificial and contrived to me. I don't want Daniel to be Horton. I mean, I don't dislike Daniel. I'm kind of ambivalent about him, but I just don't want him to be Horton. I know I'm complaining a lot now, but I'm happy with these writers. They're a lot better than Higley, and I'm very happy with the John storyline. I think it's very entertaining, and I'm going to say something controversial. I think John's guilty. I think John's guilty. But I think
he should be guilty one time. Yeah, I agree.
There's some extenuating circumstance, like multiple personality or something Stefano did to him or something. There's no other way to explain these flashbacks. These flashbacks he's been having that are in black and white of him having that picture taken, him working on those spreadsheets. And I think that's going to be some kind of plot twist.
I think in multiple personalities, maybe?
It's a possibility. Either multiple personality or something Stefano did to him.
Well, there'll be an excuse.
He probably did it, but there'll be a reason or an excuse. You know, he'll have an out eventually.
Consciously, he doesn't think he did it. He is so adamant that he's innocent.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't think he did it. Right.
Well, and does it seem to you like the Drake is trying to... And I like this aspect, I think, if he is doing this on purpose. It seems like he's playing old John, but he definitely has elements of new John, just not the sarcasm that I liked so much about new John. But he seems, his personality is not quite old John completely. I don't know. I don't know if I'm just wrong, if I'm wrong on that or not. But I feel like Drake is trying to keep remnants of new John, but yet bring in the old John, because that's, you know, probably what people want to see, but I don't know. I was just curious. What do you think, Justin?
I never thought of that before. But, yeah, maybe you're right. I don't know.
Because he's a little more serious, and his voice is low. I mean, I don't know. He just seems like he's a little more, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it, but it sort of seemed like that to me. I don't know. But I love new John. I really wish that they had brought him back full speed, but, you know, obviously he apparently remembers Marlena and John's first time, so I guess he, has most of his memory back. But anyway, so, I don't know. What do you think of the Maggie stuff, the Maggie storyline?
Well, like I said, I don't like, it just seems so contrived to me that she has a child and it's obvious it's going to be Daniel. I'm just very unhappy with that.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's a lot better than Dina Higley, so I can't really complain too much.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah, so
and
Patty,
I also
Maddie.
Think,
go ahead.
Yeah, I also think, like, I mean, I like Maggie with Victor, but all these years, you know, I grew up watching Days, and I'm 36. I had the theory that Victor and Caroline still had feelings for each other. And when they're on screen together, I kind of sense this, like, uncomfortable sexual tension. And I always assume that maybe if something happened to Sean, Victor and Carolyn ended up back together because of their history. And it really surprised me that Victor's with Maggie. And I like them together,
uh-huh.
but
uh-huh.
if I had to choose, I think I'd like to see Victor with Carolyn.
Oh, hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
I like
I'm
her with
Maggie.
Yeah. Yeah, I like him with Maggie. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like
but
them
that
together.
But that could drive
yeah.
them apart. Yeah, this could drive them apart, right?
And he was somehow involved in her eggs being sold or stolen
oh.
or something. And when she
yeah.
finds that out and that secret's going to come out,
yeah.
you know, she may leave him.
Yeah.
yeah.
But Victor, like, Victor started off as, like, evil, and now he's, like, kind of good and kind of evil.
Yeah.
Person for good and person for
like
bad.
Great.
And he's very three-dimensional, and I like that.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I like the both Stefano and Victor. I mean, I don't want them to be diminished as the villains, but at the same time, I like how the actors are able to play them as gray. You know, there's still obviously things we root for in them, or else they wouldn't have been around all these years. So I like that aspect.
Yeah, I do too.
There's just not enough Demiras right now. I'm sorry. There's not enough Demira
no.
time on the show. I'm missing the Demiras.
Yeah, I'm missing them too.
So obviously, Nicole still likes EJ because that phone call from the millionaire matchmaker, she intercepted that and did not give him the message about that woman. So
oh,
I'm
yeah.
wondering if they're going to end up back together.
She wants EJ again, I think.
Yes.
I think.
And I wonder, do you think Sammy still has feelings for Austin?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah,
oh, I don't
know. Yeah, it's all over her.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm thinking
like,
it's going
like,
to be...
Oh.
Yeah.
It's
going to be
Rafe.
Carrie
yeah.
and Rafe, right. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I think everyone's always going to be
yeah.
Austin and Sammy first, but I think it's going to be Rafe and Carrie
oh,
before
Austin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the less obvious, yeah. Yeah. Hmm.
But
if
I'm so glad to see Carrie and Austin back.
Yeah, me too. Mm. Actually, Patrick Muldoon was tweeting to me today. We were discussing
oh.
Rod Stewart.
Oh, I like Rod Stewart.
I do, too. I was listening
always liked him.
To Stay With Me, which is, like, probably the raunchiest, dirtiest groupie song ever. I mean, it's just so wrong and narcissistic and misogynist. I mean, oh, my gosh. I tweeted the line, don't need much persuading, don't mean to be degrading, but with a face like that, you got nothing to laugh about. And it's just awful. Basically, he's saying he's sleeping with an ugly girl. and telling her to leave the next morning. So I just wrote that and just threw it out there. And Patrick tweeted me back and said, Rod Stewart? I'm like, yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, so, yeah. But, yeah, when Austin said that all the hotels were booked because of John's trial and he had no place to stay because Caroline's remodeling and... And I said he's going to stay with, you know, Sammy and Rafe. Sammy's face lit up like a Christmas tree. I mean, that was an obvious tell on her part. Oh, yeah. She's still got a crush on Austin. And Monday's Monday, Austin falls on her naked. So that's going to be
it. That is so soapy. So, like, and who sees? Rafe, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Of course he's going to
see
that.
Yeah, Rafe walks in on it. Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, Austin spills water on himself. He undresses, and then somehow he lands on top of her, half naked, on the couch. So, I mean, that never happens to me. I'm sorry, you know. Oh, I'm
yeah, I know. It's like those naked moments where people just accidentally do that. It never seems to happen in real life, though.
That never happens.
Yeah, really.
We just had Madison fall on Brady with her clothes on. We had Jennifer fall
yeah.
on Daniel.
Yeah.
And it's just that just doesn't happen. So, Justin, do you fall on people half naked?
That's a loaded question.
Yeah. Maybe he has. No.
Justin's so suddenly shy.
Nah.
Oh.
I think he's disengaged. I'm gonna put you on mute. Yeah.
Oh.
He don't. But yeah.
He wants to listen. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
we're getting too much for him now.
The hoochies are coming out in this.
The hoochies.
Yeah, we got Nikki's in the chat room. We got Diva Nikki. We got our friend Doc in the chat room. So, hey,
hi.
Nice to see you guys again.
Sarah,
yeah.
And Justin's in there. Yeah. And I don't know, Patty Maddie. I think I've seen her in here before. I'm not sure if Patty's her name or that's her. So tell us your name if it's not. And if it is, great, we'll call you Patty. Save Jack and Jan are in there. So great to see everybody. Uh-oh, his phone quit. We're working.
Yeah, Justin's phone quit working. Oh, that sucks.
Aww.
That happens to me, too.
Yeah.
People are picking on Bob Havka's, saying he's a fan of E. Jammy.
I thought that. He really loves you, yeah.
I wrote that he has a man crush on EJ, and he wrote, I'd like to crush his nuts, watch him both flail his arms and mouth. Oh, boy. He's too funny. So, I see Justin's back on, but I'm assuming he wants just to listen. If you want to talk, just give me a shout out in the chat room, and I'll put you back on. Okay, yes, I talked about Vault, I talked about Noel. Okay, yeah, the whole Maggie Daniel thing, I mean, it's just why. I mean, everybody doesn't have to be related. And
I know.
You know, why do they have to make them related?
I mean, you can...
For Melanie, I guess.
You can have familial type relationship with someone without being a blood relative. You know what I mean? I mean, Maggie and Melanie have a special bond, and I like their bond. You know, I think they have a wonderful relationship. You don't have to make her a granddaughter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the point. Because I don't mind her being the granddaughter, but I wish there was a way they could have done it without making Daniel Maggie's son. You know what I mean?
I know.
I mean, because Melanie never went through any DNA tests with anybody, as far as I remember. Not with Carly.
How many people have been her fault? Yeah.
And Daniel. I mean, it basically we're just kind of taking everybody's word for it that she's even Daniel and Carly's child. So, but, I just don't understand the point of that. But, and the Jack and, when Justin mentioned the Jack and Jennifer thing and her dating both of them. Yeah, I just, you know, I don't know what else she could have done. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, what she do, just say no to Jack and just stay with Daniel. But at the same time, too, though, it's not really Jack's fault he was gone that long. So why why punish him by staying with Daniel? But, you know, he just thought he was doing a story and coming back. But, you know,
I think Madeline had pointed out before one time that, you know, they said, oh, he's going and chasing a story. But Jennifer, that's his job. And shouldn't she have known that when she married him? In fact, she did the same thing. She's a journalist. So it's like, why get mad at him for doing his job? You know, he left his family. But a lot of journalists
do
that.
Yeah, but he didn't tell her.
Yeah.
She could have at least, he probably should have, I guess he didn't want to tell
her. Told her what he was doing.
Yeah. But she would have said no. Don't do it, and you know he really wanted to do it. But he, you know, probably said you know something to somebody so they could have rescued him or something. But
yeah,
and I like their date. I didn't get to watch that much of the show this week, but
that was cute.
Date was cute
with the cookies. Yeah,
yeah,
that was cute.
I thought that was really nice. And Matt Ashford explained it that basically Jack doesn't have any money right now. I just read something really vulgar in the chat room. Oh, my God. But, yeah, I just thought, you know, that was nice, just sitting there doing something for another person. And Diva Nikki wrote in the chat room, thank God Daniel isn't a gynecologist. It's like, oh, my God. I don't want to think about that. But, it was a really nice touch. And, actually, I was kind of disappointed they didn't do it in the hospital because I think it would have been a little bit more heartwarming if they made the cookies and you actually saw the children that are patients eating them. I thought that would be a little bit more meaningful than them just doing it at the pub. And You know, believe it or not, we haven't seen the hospital or the pier in weeks.
I think they bulldozed it for the town hall or town center.
They must have.
Yeah, what happened to the hospital? Yeah, you saw. Yeah, they
well, maybe
been
when
there.
We see it, it'll look new. That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they might have changed it all around. Yeah, made it different. Remodeled it.
I think I'd heard that they were doing the sets in such a way that they could maybe move them around easier, like switch them or easier, something like that, so that they could, mm-hmm. I don't know, have a little more variety. But I don't know about you guys, but I'm loving the town square stuff because now people are
mm-hmm.
actually moving around behind, you know, you're noticing like activity behind the scenes
mm-hmm.
and it just feels like a real like town square instead of, you know, always being at that park bench, you know, with, you know, I mean, think about how many hours and hours and hours we've seen people talking at the park bench, you know, in the middle of whatever.
That's the pier.
The nice pier and the bad pier,
yeah.
I'd be fine mm-hmm. if I never saw the pier again, you know, and they can burn the Brady, plaid curtains too.
Oh, please, yes. Yeah, the Brady pub needs a remodel.
They really
yeah.
Well, hey,
well,
didn't
they
say that?
Remodeling
that's
the bedroom.
Right.
That's
right.
Why Austin couldn't stay, because she was
that's
remodeling
right.
the bedroom.
Well,
yeah,
not
there's a reason. You know, go rent a house somewhere. He said all the, what, everything was taken because of John and journalists and everybody in there. And the only left to stay is Sammy's little apartment. What is that? A little apartment with six people in it already?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
Yeah, yep. I even asked that of Patrick. I'm like, where's he staying? There's four kids, two adults. Like, he's staying on the couch. That's what Christy said, too. He's staying on the couch. So,
mm-hmm.
but, I did ask him why is he staying with at the Demir Mansion with Kate, and I guess that does come up soon why he's not doing that. But Kate finds out that Austin's staying with Sammy. She doesn't like it at all. So we are going to hear about it. But yeah, I mean, you would think, considering how the housing market is, if Salem's that full of journalists and reporters, there's somebody making a fortune renting out a room in their house right now.
Really?
Well, that too. I mean, he can stay at Maggie's. Maggie's always taking people in. You know, stay with Victor or something. I don't know. But, yeah, that's pretty contrived. I'm actually hoping Austin staying at Sammy's isn't going to last for long. But I did ask him if Austin and Carrie get their own place. I can't remember what he said, but I think it was up in the air still. So, I don't know. They can even stay with John and Marlena. I mean, I'm sure they have another room in the penthouse somewhere.
They could share the strawberries and cream.
Oh, could you even go
there? They come
there?
Downstairs in the morning, I'm like, who left this mess? Who was eating on the couch? Okay.
The strawberry and cream. Strawberries and whipped cream look good to me.
Everywhere. No, that would be funny. I'm sorry. I'm twisted. I know it.
Yeah, we know.
That's why you get me around, right? If I weren't twisted, what use would I be, right? Oh, gosh. Yeah, I don't know. But I am really enjoying the Jack and Jen stuff, and I don't know. I mean, even when they're saying things I don't necessarily like, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I like that the dialogue and stuff seems real. And I saw that Save Jack mentioned something about post-traumatic stress disorder, and I didn't know that was going to be part of the story, but I could definitely
tell
either.
When
I watched, was it Friday's show? Because I missed some of it this week because I was working a lot, but
mm-hmm.
I saw part of Friday's, and I think that was the episode where, or at least one of the episodes where Jack was talking to Jen and they were talking about his experiences over there in Afghanistan. And it's like it really got, like, deep and emotional. And so I was like, going, wow, that's really cool. I'm glad they're adding elements like that to the story. And he definitely seemed disturbed. So I didn't realize that's where they were going to go with it. But that sounds like an interesting angle, you know. So
mm-hmm.
gives him a lot to play off of, I think, instead of just coming back and trying to be, you know, trying to win over Jen, you know. So I like that.
Yeah, and I think, and I think Matt Ashford, since he's been back, he's just been absolutely amazing. His acting, I mean, he has a, whatever convoluted story Jack comes up with, I mean, I'm sold. He's just, yeah, to me, he's just so sincere right now. And Melissa's playing it really sincere, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could tell, you know, she has that sparkle in the eye, like, oh, I really want to believe him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They're doing a great job. They really are.
They really are. But I guess what really annoyed me, I think, was last week or the week before, when Daniel was sitting next to Jennifer by the tree, and he kept touching her in front of Jack. And I'm like, how is Jack not punching him out? Did you guys notice that? Yeah, he had his hand on her knee, and
yeah,
and they were, and when Daniel actually said he was just going to walk away completely, and
Jennifer got upset,
and Jennifer got upset.
Bye,
and hugged him. Yeah, it was a little bit too much PDA in front of Jack, in my opinion, but so. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, that happens to me all the time. You know, and I'm the sober one, right, Marianne?
Yeah.
Well, remember there for a while?
I'm drinking
you know,
some
like
water
punching.
Now. I can feel it.
Okay.
Same Jack said, I wish Jack would punch him out. And, you know, we were talking
mm-hmm.
about that. Uh-huh. I was thinking, remember there was a while there where, like, Philip punched Dan and then Brian, or not Brian, but Lucas punched Dan, and then, like, somebody on Sony, one of our friends, like, took clips of both scenes, and then they had, like, this thing running about rate, you know, vote on which punch was the best. They had, like, dueling punch contests with Daniel being the object. Oh, it was hilarious. I loved it. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, yeah, we need another punch scene. We need to see
Oh, wait a minute. Ray punched Austin. Did you see that? It should have been the other way around.
No, I didn't see that one.
Ray punched Austin. Yeah, like, what are you doing with my wife? Why are you so interested in my wife? And then Carrie said, and then Sammy said, yeah, I want to know that too. Like, why is Ray? Yeah. You know, so, and he punched Austin. But Austin didn't punch him back, unfortunately.
Yeah, because I interviewed Patrick, and I'm like, Austin's a boxer, wouldn't he ducked or, you know, turn around and hit right back, and Austin's like, oh, he kind of just took the punch, you know. But then exactly,
yeah.
I mean, if Austin's a professional boxer, he could have, you know, did some serious damage. And, I would have cheered that on. I wouldn't have had a problem with that. I mean, Ray's had his brain scrambled a few times this year with the whole, you know, Stefano thing, too. But, I don't get... I mean, Ray's insecure as it is, but I don't get why all of a sudden he just absolutely hates Austin. And this, he just met the guy, 2 weeks ago?
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That just seems kind of odd to me. I don't get all this hatred's coming from. And Ray's the one who screwed up. Rowan fired him this week because Ray was helping out the defense. And which made me laugh because the Bradys are constantly getting their own relatives off, and if they don't get fired, I mean, Bill is constantly getting. He got Philip off the hook, and he got Brady off the hook for assaulting EJ recently. So I mean, that's technically working for the defense, just because you know they didn't have lawyered. They weren't lawyered up yet. Doesn't mean you weren't helping the defense when. You're covering up what your, well, I guess, Brady's Beau's nephew. So that kind of cracked me up. All of a sudden, the standard is now you can't help the defense, and the Brady's do it all the time. And stupid Rafe admitted to it. He would have just said, no, that wasn't me. I didn't do it. I didn't talk to her. I didn't know anything. I mean, he could have kept his job. He's like, oh, yeah, I did it. Okay.
Yeah. Roman really reamed him out, you know, fired him.
Yeah.
Way to go, Roman, yeah.
Yeah, Roman was pissed, so which is funny.
Roman got
a
good scene, yeah.
He
gave him a good scene for once.
He got to emote.
Yeah,
right.
A little. Yeah, he did.
I'm gonna have to watch that. When did that happen?
Oh, when was he got
Friday?
Fired? I think it was Friday, but then he turned around and punched off. Is it Thursday or Friday?
I think it was Friday.
He missed
yeah.
part of it.
Yeah. So, and Justin brings up a great story. He doesn't like domestic violence, even though it's a woman hitting a man, and it bothers him when they show it on his show. And I totally agree. In particular, I think EJ, I mean, he's really manhandled Nicole a lot, threatened to kill her. I think he's had his hands on her throat.
Oh, yeah,
and
EJ has.
Yeah, and, yeah, I agree. I mean, I've seen Bo manhandle Lexi. I mean, I know these aren't, you know, that wasn't a real relationship, but yet they do make it seem like it's normal for men or women to handle each other violently. When they're angry, and that's okay. So, yeah, I'm glad Justin brought that up. So, but, okay, let's see what else happened this week. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, we kind of brushed on the John Merlina love scene, and, yeah, I could have done without that, to be honest. But, yeah, it was kind of more of the same with them. I mean, Merlina kind of acts like a virgin.
Yeah, they're talking about their first
time.
It's
been a
long
time for her now. Come on.
And
I mean, it's been 3 years,
you know,
I guess she could be thinking.
Yeah.
It's been what, a year or 2 years?
Marlena said something like, do you remember our first time? I kind of wish that John had gotten a blank stare on his face. Like, she was trying to remember.
But I remember the last time. Yeah. He remembered the first time, but not the last time.
Yeah, he couldn't remember the last time. I wondered when Marlena kept saying... And Marlena kept alluding to not everything was right in the world yet, even though he could walk again. I was like, okay, let's see. It's only a matter of time. We've got Midol commercials. Now we're going to get Viagra commercials, product placement ads on days. But thank goodness that hasn't happened yet.
I forgot it has been a few years. I mean, this has to be like the longest time that either one of them has gone without having sex. So,
Go ahead.
Something good for them.
Yeah. I mean, Marlena, this is, you know, I'm kind of shocked, but like in the book that Sherry Anderson wrote, Marlena's tempted to cheat. And, in the book, she was tempted to cheat by I think it was a plastic surgeon she was sort of seeing. And it was insinuated that John was cheating. He was sneaking around, seeing a woman behind Marlena's back. It turns out it was his physical therapist, and he was just doing therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so, you know. Yeah, I mean, you know, good for them. Good for them. They stayed faithful for that long. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I like that they're showing more mature couples having, you know, having love scenes. I just wish that they would show, I mean, they don't have to show the whole thing or anything, but
yeah.
I wish we would see some intimacy with Kate and Stefano and a few of the other, I mean, like Maggie and Victor, I love their little scenes and everything. I think they're sweet. But, you know, like, I mean, I'm glad for the Marlena and John fans. I'm personally not a fan of theirs, really, but I'm glad for the John and Marlena fans that, you know, they got a love scene. You know, I wasn't really interested in it, but that's my personal preference or whatever. But, you know, I'm glad for the ones that enjoyed it and everything. That was good, you know, for them.
Yeah, I mean, if there have been riots in the streets if they didn't show enough of a love scene. And, you know, that is a momentous occasion for them. But at the same time, too, as a non-John Marlena fan, I wanted to bleach my eyes out afterwards. It was...
But you know what? The Tony and Anna fans didn't get anything like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what...
We
didn't even get a sideways kiss for a long time. Remember? I mean, we got that big kiss on the island, but it's like we didn't even get... I remember, like, waiting for their scenes, hoping that we'd actually see, like,
kiss?
A full-on
yeah.
love-in. And, you know, I mean, other than the one on the island. But, I mean, and then they had a few other kisses, but it was always, like... They didn't really do it, let us see it, like, full on or whatever. I mean, yeah, that sounds bad, but you know what I mean. And so
and John Marlena were in the background. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm still bitter about that.
It kind of got robbed. And then we didn't get our wedding, and then, we got that little couch sex scene, but we wanted more than that. But
The couch sex scene was hot, too. I mean, just the arguing without the sex, just the arguing was hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The arguing. Well, yeah, that's what's hot about them, yeah. The arguing, yeah.
Yeah, and the Justin Adrian fans, I mean, they totally got screwed, too. I mean, but Justin Adrian didn't even date before they got remarried again. You know, they just, you know, he proposed and they turned around and got married. I mean, and there
wasn't they had pool table sex, didn't they, at one point?
That's what they did. That was
they
hot,
did.
Too.
Yeah, that was hot. They didn't show enough of it, which they should have. They should,
Was there cute as could be, you know. Gee,
they are.
Honestly,
my thing is you don't have to, I mean, how many times did we see Chloe's thigh this last year? And, I mean, but I didn't need to see her thigh. My thing is, like, I think most fans, I mean, I'm speaking for myself, but I think most fans like that buildup of romance and all. They want to see some of the physicality of it, but they don't have to see, like, flesh flying everywhere. It's that buildup, you know, to or flesh flying with the wrong people. I mean, how many times do we see Ariana and Brady in bed together, and it's like, who cares? I mean, if Nicole and Brady were in bed together, I'd care, but, you know. But, like, you know, it's just like sometimes, like, even with Lucas and Chloe, they wrote them so bad and they didn't have any chemistry or anything. And it's like they kept showing them humping on the couch and everything. I think Brian DeTillo even got injured one time trying to stay on that damn couch. And it's like, you know, I mean, who cares? I don't want to see that. You know, I just don't. But, like, even just a sexy kiss with Victor and Maggie or Stefano and Kate, I mean, just the little touches and the romance and the way they look at each other. I mean, I love that stuff, you know, and I don't need to necessarily see all that, but it would be nice to have. I mean, Stefano and Kate have been married for 2.5 years now, almost a little over 2 years now. And we've yet to even see a bedroom scene where they're talking to each other or getting ready for work or something, you know. And so it would be, you know, I'm glad that the writers seem to be injecting a little bit more of that in some of the scenes. And I just hope that it works its way around to some of the other pairings and some of the people that we really want to see together and everything, too. So, I don't know.
We're discussing AJ still on Twitter.
It's like a simultaneous podcast / Twitter fest.
Yeah, and Has Days has joined in the conversation, saying I think EJ has his own man crushes, and I replied, yeah, I mean, this is obvious. EJ has this thing for Brady, and he used to have a thing
and
for
Lucas.
Yes. And not really Rafe, though.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah. So, but too much fun on Twitter. But sorry, my chat room's cracking me up today. I keep forgetting what I was gonna say. I hate when I do that.
I've been doing that all week.
Yeah, this week has been crazy. I just had so much stuff going on. Oh, anybody joins me on Twitter? I put up a ton of pictures tonight. So.
What?
I saw the butt pictures. I saw Brian DeTillo's butt, Teo Panglis's butt. I said, whoa. Butt pictures.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know, I'm bored. I'm going to go through my pictures and put them up.
And I saw other pictures of, from the different events.
Oh,
the
whole
that you were at. Yeah,
from Burlington 2008, and so it's like, I just put up, well, first I put up pictures of myself with the celebrities a few weeks ago, and I'm like, oh, yeah, and I looked around, like, oh, there's some of the people just, you know, the actors by themselves, and the Brian DeTillo fans were going nuts, so I put up a couple pictures of Brian, and I said,
I remember, that was from Burlington, huh, Brian?
Yeah, and I said, well, if you guys are, if you guys ask nicely, I'll put up some butt pictures of them. because our friend Mary Kay didn't bring her camera, and she absolutely adores Brian, and Brian is just fantastic. He's cute as can be, and he's just absolutely freaking hysterical. He's so funny. He's hilarious, and he's very, very entertaining. I mean, it's just, I don't understand why Days doesn't write Lucas like Brian. Brian would be the star of the show. They let him be more like himself. And for my friend, since she didn't have her camera, I'm like, well, what the hell? I'll just take pictures of his butt for her. So I took two of that, and then I remember when we had that dinner with Teo with the Greek dancing. Well, mm-hmm. yeah, it was right there, so I took a picture.
It's right there.
It was right there. That wasn't even a challenge, so I didn't have to
miss that opportunity.
No, you know, I didn't have to sneak up behind him and take a butt shot. He was just dancing around. I'm like, okay. So, yeah, so there's a picture of Teo's butt on Twitter, some James Scott photos. I have a picture of Lauren Teo from behind. He has his arm around her. It's really cute.
Oh, I didn't see those pictures.
Yeah, I just put up and I put up a picture. I painted my son's school has a pumpkin contest, but since they don't want to deal with rotting pumpkins, we're not allowed to carve them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and last year my youngest son dressed up as Mario from Super Mario, and my oldest son was dressed up as Luigi, which worked perfectly because my oldest son is tall and skinny and looks like Luigi, and my little one is a bit more husky. And it worked out really well. So I took the Mario hat and I painted my pumpkin to look like Mario. So I put that picture up. And then my silly cat comes over and snuggles next to it. So if you want to see a picture of my cat, my three-legged cat Sassy and the Mario pumpkin, that's on my Twit pic too. So if you go to my profile on Twitter, you can see my pictures. I'm probably put up, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 pictures tonight. So. Yeah, so that was fun. That just gave me something to do. I mean, that's what I do. No husband around, no kids around. So I was screwing around on Twitter all day. So let's see what else is going on today.
So what else?
Oh yeah, Nikki wanted me to repeat to everybody that Christy Clark did tell us, and she's also told in other interviews that Carrie is going to mention her mother Anna. Well, I guess you know between now and January, I guess. And I'm glad that's coming out. And Christy did seem really interested in pursuing an Anna and Carrie relationship because we never saw them together since Carrie's been an adult. On screen at the same time, even though for some bizarre reason, back when Alice died, they had Anna and Carrie just miss each other by a week on the show.
Yeah, like Anna, that was crazy.
That was stupid. 1 week? Really? You couldn't have Anna around for another week. I don't know. I mean, you kind of don't understand what goes on with the show, because you had that, and they really effed up the Shane and Kim reunion, too. And people have been waiting for that for 20 years. And, mm-hmm. you know, so it kind of makes you wonder what they're thinking sometimes with the show. But, oh, well, what are you going to do? Yeah, so what do you guys think about the reset in general so far? Do you think it's a success? What would you like to see different?
Well, I mean, for me, I mean, the parts that I do love seeing Bo and Hope and Maggie and Victor and Jack and Jen and even Carrie and Austin, even though I didn't watch during the biggest part of Carrie and Austin's stay on the show, but I enjoy seeing them. And I like the John story. I'm not a big, like I said, I'm not a big Marlena and John fan, but but, you know, I like seeing them back to a degree. But the things I don't like is that they're already beating us over the head with this new character. And, I mean, I hate to be, like, so negative about it, but it's just annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like Brady with Nicole. So, of course, I'm biased there. But or I even like Brady with Chloe towards the end there. I never thought I'd really like that combination with those two, you know, with the Eric as the new Brady. But... I actually enjoyed those scenes before Nadia left.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, you know, so they finally write for those two, and then she leaves, and then we get stuck with this new character being hot and heavy for Brady. And I'm just like, it's kind of like the Daniel Miracle Worker Doctor all over again. They bring this
mm-hmm.
character in that we don't know. And instead of easing them in and making, I mean, I know they want to make a splash and all, but then they should dial it back and really integrate them into the storylines and into Salem. Instead, they come in and those characters end up either offending everyone or everyone else in town ends up pimping them. And you hear all these things like, oh, so-and-so is such a fantastic doctor. They're amazing. They're a miracle worker. And you're like, now Madison's getting the miracle worker treatment, only in a different arena. But It's like, oh, you know. So what I'm finding is in the chat room, everyone seems to be rooting for Kate. So I love that.
Yeah.
So bring it on. I just keep wanting her to get out that poison apple. I would love to see a scene where Kate sends Madison a fruit basket with the green apples in it. That would be funny, I think. But or brownies, here one.
Yeah, I didn't watch everything this week, but I'm glad. That's one thing glad I didn't miss if it happened again was the whole the Kate bashing was on. Yeah, I just to me
she
that's
wasn't
just
even
kind
on
of killing.
Week,
Yeah, that's why I'm glad, if it was on, I didn't see it. I just, I can't like Brady and Madison, because she's so mean and nasty and bitchy towards Kate.
For no reason. I mean, it's one thing if they're competitors. I mean, it's like with Stefano, and I've said this before, but like with Stefano and Victor, they've traded barbs in the past, and they've had wars, and they've had all these conflicts. And like I've said before, you don't see them on the pier, trading barbs about receding hairlines and erectile dysfunction and crap like that. So why would they do that with Kate? I mean, I think it's really sexist and ageist. And, to me, it's like, come on, these are two supposedly powerful businesswomen. You can't come up with some other dialogue besides, oh, I've got a great wrinkle cream for you or an anti-aging cream. And I'm thinking, I would like to see Kate smush her face into the sand or something. I don't know. I don't know. So that's annoying me, I guess, obviously.
I don't understand. It's a bit of a contradiction. It made it seem like Mad World Cosmetics is this big company. Then why doesn't Madison already have a distribution deal in Japan?
It
doesn't
make
any sense. If she's that big... I mean, she should have everything set by now. Okay, she's setting up office in Salem. Okay, fine. But it sounds like Madison's the one who's starting from scratch. And if Madison's such a success, then why did she need money from the Kyriakos to begin with? I mean, if she's doing so great, then why does she need Victor and Brady's money? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, at least Kate's admitting she's starting from scratch, really. And she's using the Demira money, but Madison allegedly isn't starting from scratch. And even the whole thing with Sammy getting this job made absolutely no sense whatsoever. She interviewed for a job. He didn't know who it was with and got hired. And on top of that, Sammy does not have the resume to even have this job. I mean, she hasn't worked in years. And I think the last job I remember her having I think she was helping Austin, and Austin was buying up companies and working with him and Nicole, so I'm not exactly sure what job title she had, but I don't remember Sammy doing anything to be basically an executive assistant right now. And, that is a hard job, and I understand how she feels with the whole missing the kids. And this one episode this week, she called the school and complained the school bus wasn't there, and it's because the kids had the day off.
She <didn't. laughs> she seemed pissed about it, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but sometimes I'm pissed. I'm like, really? My kids have the day off again? Really? Oh, yeah, me too.
You're like, why is she mad? Maggie or Caroline should be the ones that are upset.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, geez. That's funny.
It's hard, but, especially what I do with my family, we have a calendar, and we just write down everything, and that's how we do stuff. That's how we keep track of days off and baseball practice and basketball practice and whatever the hell it is my husband's doing. And
all the years my kids went to school, I always knew when they had school and when they didn't have school. never was a surprise
to me.
Yeah,
but this is Sammy. She probably should have called her grandma to ask.
Oh, and she's just a terrific mom. I'm just, Sammy's just a terrific mom. Yeah, right.
Well, the thing is, too, I mean, little Sydney's still only in preschool, and I think, I'm not sure about the twins. If they're in
they're about five now,
yet.
Probably, maybe.
Yeah, I guess they're,
maybe.
They're probably kindergarten age, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she'd
then,
still be preschool.
Yeah, and Will's in college, so she doesn't have to worry about him. And I'm
she doesn't
hoping,
have to worry about him forever. He's more mature than she is.
Yeah, that's
true. Oh, yeah.
True.
Well, really. Always has been.
Yeah.
Nikki wrote in the chat room, did you girls love how Marlena had an orgasm when when John's nose barely touched her neck?
She's still on that game.
I wish that had that kind of effect on me.
Hey.
But it's, you know, one of Marlena's like those women. I've heard this with my friend's a nurse. Women who get a certain body part pierced and have an orgasm every time they sneeze.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
yes, my friend told me women have gotten those rings removed before. Because, yeah, but every time they sneezed, you know, there you go. Maybe she says what's going on with Marlena. Maybe she got a piercing. And every time you touch her, she has an orgasm. Oh, boy, you never know. Because, I mean, you know, maybe Marlena did get pierced after John got paralyzed. That's how she kept from cheating all those years. She just sit there and sneeze.
Well, that pretty much changes the song. Where do you go from there, girls?
I don't know.
Really, there's not much more left to say, huh?
Maybe that's what they were really talking about when she said, do you remember the first time, John? He's like, I do. Maybe she was talking about her first piercing. I don't know.
The thing is, men don't, I mean, seriously, this is from my experience, men forget you had sex about 2 minutes after it's over. So the chances of him remembering their first time are about slim to none.
Well, considering
it's
how many
true.
Times his brain is, considering how many times his brain has been released and placed on a chip, you would think that he probably would have a little trouble recalling that. But good for him, I guess.
His brain's been messed with for so long.
Oh, it's just hitting the chat room now about the piercings, so that's funny. Watching the reaction. The thing with John was a monk at one time. Oh, he was a priest at one time too. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. He was an artsy.
Yeah.
I wish John had said, this is bad, but when she said, do you remember our first time? I wish she said, hell, I don't remember what I had for breakfast. That was funny. I don't know why. I just think that would have been so funny.
But if you're a guy and you check the guy manual, you would know not to say that. He's like, oh, yeah, honey, it was beautiful. It was magical.
I wish I could write because I'd say, no, but I do remember my first time with Kate. Oh, that was better.
Oh.
And my second time and my third time, my fourth time. I guess
that's
my date loving heart coming out.
Yeah, and he remembered Isabella and he remembered Kristen. And Diana Colville.
Who else? Isabella?
Yeah.
Even, who was that, Diana? Wasn't he with the
Diana.
Yeah.
It was Jeannie Francis back in the 80s. Yeah.
Jeannie Francis, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I hit all of his women. Oh, and Hope. He had sex with Hope.
Oh, dear. Yeah, we don't want to talk about submarine sex. That was not cool. Not cool at all.
I did not like that pairing at all. No.
John was a dick about it, too. I remember when Hope was pregnant, and of course, Hope never knows who the father of her children are.
I mean, it's just a given. I mean, she knew it was Sean Douglas, but Sierra and,
Sean Douglas.
And Zach, she had no idea who the father was. But I remember, though, they were in the DeMiro Mansion, and I think Bo finds out that John slept with Hope, and John's, like, being a shithead about it. He's, like, rubbing it in and everything. I'm like, oh, my God. And he's still with Marlena at this time. You know, they were just married when he slept with Hope, and I think Bo punched him out. But it's like you kind of had it coming, you know. You don't brag that you knocked up, you know, your friend's wife, you know, to his face. I mean, that's kind of rude. So, but it kind of reminds, oh, you know, it reminds me, too, Daniel, that's why I forgot now, I remembered. Daniel's a Horton, that means he stole his own relative's wife. Because Lucas is a Horton. So, yeah, so Daniel being Horton meant that he stole his cousin's wife. Yeah, no, yeah, by marriage.
He's technically not a Horton because Maggie's not a Horton. Well, she was a Horton by marriage, yeah. But
yeah,
she's still in the family. She's still considered a Horton. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he's still in the family, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Now all this relationships is like running through my head. It's like, oh, it's confusing.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes it even more complicated now.
Yeah. You know? We have to get a flow chart going on the Horton family.
Oh,
now.
Just getting, yeah.
Okay, is there anything else anybody can think of? I think we hit everything.
Oh, I think so.
Somebody's yawning.
I know. I'm sorry.
I guess Madeline wasn't able to come tonight. I was thinking maybe she'd come, but she's probably going to be really thrilled to find out the news that she's a producer is a passion fire.
Oh
yeah, when she hears that,
her head's going to explode.
Yeah.
Hey, we can get her on video for that one. Wait, let's make sure nobody tells her before we get her on camera.
Yeah.
Oh, I think her eyes. Oh. I think blood might shoot out of her eyes at that one. Oh gosh. Well, I don't mean to judge this, Lisa. I don't know anything about her, so other than you know what you've read about her as far as her history, it sounds like she's had a long time in the soaps and everything. And who knows? But I always heard that Noel was really good, and I was really sad to see that he's gone. So.
It
is alarming. It is alarming that they've already gotten rid of somebody big like that when they've only been into the reset for a month, less than a month. So, yikes.
Yeah, do we really need two producers and Corday, though? I mean, do we really need co-producers? Maybe that's the problem.
Hey, Dave needs all the help he can get.
Yeah, but I mean, that you know, that's money, though. I mean,
I don't know what each one of them does. So, behind the scenes, I don't know what they.
Oh, and the Bay has some news about the Bay. The Bay, I think Thursday, the first episode of season two starts. And I have all this info on the blog, so I don't have it in my head right now, but I know Saturday there's a screening party. No, not Saturday. Tuesday there's a screening party. Oh, see, so I screwed it up again. Wednesday there's a screening party for season two. And the Saturday is the Day of Days event, November 5th. That evening they're having a fan party. And the tickets are $60. If you're in the fan club, it's $40. And we will have people there. So that's going to be great. So, yay! So we're excited about that. And we love our friends with the Bay. And we are trying to schedule an interview with Gregory Martin soon. So yay! So the creator, the producer, the writer, I mean, Greg's the man. So you guys want to prepare questions for Gregory. I'm just trying to work out a time with him. My schedule's crazy, and I know Marianne's schedule's crazy, and Anna, you're working like 24/7. I don't even know how you do it. So,
I don't know.
And Madeline's on Hawaiian time.
Right.
Yeah, Madeline's on Hawaiian time, so we're trying to make it an evening interview so everybody can talk about season two. Because I'm excited about it. And they changed opening credits, and thank God they got rid of that god-awful theme song that was about love and love and love and love and love and love and love, and I'm so glad it's gone. It was so bad. I'm like, I had a friend of mine in high school who said he hated any song that had the word love in the title. I mean, he didn't even want to listen to it. And that just reminds me of that story, you know. But, yeah, so we're looking forward to the Bay. So the premiere episode's Thursday. They usually do it at 3:30 in the afternoon Eastern time. So just make sure you check it out. And the confessions that went on this over the summer. And I did embed on the blog that Matt Ashford, Steve Jensen confession, and you have to watch that.
Ooh,
I mean,
I've got to catch up.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Matt Ashford is so flippin' creepy in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is just, I mean, there is not an ounce of Jack Devereaux in his body when he's playing mm-hmm. Steve Jensen. I mean, he's even wearing a black, yeah, he's even wearing a black wife beater. I mean, can you imagine Jack Devereaux wearing a wife beater?
Yeah.
I mean, he's really into character. And, yeah, his character's something else. I mean, I was watching him thinking, I was actually thinking he reminded me of Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs. That's how creepy he is. So it looks like it's going to be an excellent season. I can't wait to see season number 2. So, and hopefully we're going to try to do a lot of interviews with the actors from the Bay. So keep an eye out for that.
Yeah,
and Day of Days is in 2 weeks. So, yay, you excited, Marianne?
Hi.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it'll be cool. You know what, I actually think it's cool that the actors are going to be performing. I mean, I thought it was kind of dark at first when that was a big surprise, but I actually think that's kind of cool. I mean, I didn't think it was like, I was kind of surprised they made it like such a big deal or whatever, but I think it's kind of cool that they're going to do that, you know? So that should be fun. So I'm not sure if I'm going yet, but I'm hoping to, but even if I don't, I think it's cool that they're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Patrick sounded really excited.
He sounds like a really big musician. Mm-hmm. Sounds like he's really into it. And I would love to see Wally Kurth's band too. I think that would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually have a YouTube page I never use. if you go under the Diva Duels on YouTube page, I have a lot of Kurth and Taylor favorited on there. So, Patrick said he has a solo album coming out. Looks like he's trying to get that out before Christmas. So that's interesting. And I keep forgetting the name of his band, though. But, he sounded really excited.
Taylor?
No, I'm talking
about
Patrick. Named Patrick's band. And it sounds like he was working with Eric Martsoff and Molly Burnett on some songs. So it sounds like it's going to be really cool. And the Hazes are singing, too. So, and they're always just absolutely super cute. And I just love them to pieces. And they were showing pictures, that interview they did this past week when one of the Days actors were in Dayton, Ohio this past week. And Bill and Susan got interviewed, and they were showing clips and pictures of them from earlier years. And Susan Seisforth Hayes has aged so well. She is just such a beautiful woman. Oh, my goodness. I mean, and I don't know if she's ever had work done or not, but if she did, I mean, the plastic surgeon's a genius. I mean, you can't tell. She's just so beautiful. She's got those big blue eyes and those big cheekbones. And Susan is such an entertainer. And every time I see her do an interview, she's like the host. You know what I mean? I mean,
mm-hmm.
She knows where she wants to go with the conversation. And she's practically directing the entire interview. She's always in control, and she's always so cute about it. And they at the end, her and Bill Hayes were singing, and it was really nice. And Freddie Smith got interviewed, and it sounds like in the new year they're going to get going on this whole. Sonny's going to have more of a storyline in the new year, so that would be interesting.
Do you think that's why they're bringing in, I mean, this is kind of cliche, I guess, but do you think that's why they're bringing in Jay from
Queer Eye?
Yeah. I wonder if that's why they're bringing him in, or what. I mean, maybe that. I mean, that's, I know that's stereotyping, and maybe that has nothing to do with the story. But I was just curious because I know I saw that he's going to be coming on the show. I saw that on your your blog page. But that's cool.
Yeah,
I think Freddie Smith's a doll. He really is.
Oh
cute.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's you know, he honestly is a decent actor. And I mean, it's hard for, like, I don't usually warm up to new characters all that much that quickly. And I mean, I liked him from the very beginning. I really liked him. And you know, I'm glad they kind of cooled off the whole gay storyline or whatever for a while, because I really think it's important for them to develop the characters and allow them a chance to be, you know, get into Salem and everything, instead of it just being about that, you know. So I like that they're just trying to, you know, tell you know, integrate him into the stories and make him a part of the show, make him part of Salem, and, you know, then I think people will enjoy whatever storyline, you know, he has next year or whatever. So that's cool. But
yeah, I mean, it's such a what was the word I'm gonna say? It just, maybe it's the way Days writes things. I'm not sure if it's that or if it's the actors. But it seems like there's so few characters and actors lately on Days that I liked right off the bat. You know what I mean? That,
yeah.
I mean, because we all used to be annoyed so bad by Molly Burnett, but I think the writers turned that around. I don't think it was anything against Molly, because Melanie, when she first was on there, was just awful.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, poor girl.
Yeah, but I think, you know, the writers got turned that around. And then the writers did kind of turn around on Daniel, too. I think after the Chloe breakup, he seemed to be more, you know, after he got cheated on, I think his ego went back to normal instead of being so, you know, super inflated high. But the thing is, Freddie Smith, yeah, I mean, you liked him right off the bat. And it just seems so rare. Because I'm just not liking on Madison. I didn't like the Taylors, you know, that we had right off the bat.
Yeah, I never did like either one of those.
Ugh. Yeah, so, but, you know, Quinn, I didn't like him, Brent Foster, right off the bat, but after a while I did, because he didn't portray Quinn as a total dick, you know what I mean? He always had some kind of vulnerable element to it, some kind of human element to it, you know what I mean? Because in his head, he thought he was helping Chloe after a while, you know, helping her get her son back and everything. I mean, I don't believe that logic or anything, but you did kind of get the impression after a while he really cared what happened to these women to a certain extent. But,
yeah.
You know, and he's coming back shortly. It's, what, 2 weeks now he's coming back? So
I saw him in the credits. I saw him in the credits for this week, so that was interesting.
Really?
Saw his name, uh-huh.
Yeah, even though they're,
I don't know for what period of time they show the credit. You know, I don't know. I thought it was like a week, like they show them like during like a week-long period, you know. But I don't know for sure. But I did see his name in the credits the other day. And I was like, oh. I mean, I guess it would have been Friday night maybe. But,
yeah, I mean, Holden's been kind of been secretive about him. Because the rumor was he's supposed to be running the spa in town. But you don't know anything else. You don't know what happened with Taylor. You don't know what happened with
Vivian.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Patty.
Vivian's in a Bollywood film. That was stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, Wiki Days 2, Patty Maddie in here says, thanks, Patty. She says Quinn comes back November 1st.
Okay.
Oh.
Our chat not in the spoilers, though, really, anywhere. I mean, you know, we know everything else that's going on for the next 2 weeks, but I don't know why we kind of don't know what Quinn's up to. I'm kind of interested. there's kind of a rumor maybe he might be hooked up with Nicole at one point.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm still kind of a disgruntled Brit Cole fan, and I think they really didn't get an adequate chance this summer. So, and, you know, that's one thing that's kind of missing from the storyline. You don't see Nicole and how she feels about Brady and Madison. They haven't had any interactions from what I've seen, and that's kind of missing. You know what I mean? You know.
Well, the Demiras are missing. I'm bummed about that. I don't hardly ever see them.
Stefano's hardly. That scene was this week, right, between Stefano and Marlena?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She slapped him.
That's a shocker.
Mm.
Joe Muscolo is amazing, but I kind of don't get the impression Stefano's guilty. You know what I mean?
No, I don't think it's Stefano. I don't think it's the Demiras this time, which is kind of scary in a way. It's like I always complained about, it's always the Demiras. It's always the Demiras, but that gives them a storyline. Now, are they going to try to introduce some kind of new villain? Kind of worried about that. It's not the Demiras. Who is it? You know, is it going to be somebody different, somebody new?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So I don't know if I like that or not. I don't know. But yeah, I don't think it's Stefano. I definitely think it's somebody different.
Hmm.
I don't know. Hmm. Could be wrong.
Let me guess. It probably has something to do with Madison.
I don't know. Maybe it's Victor. I don't know.
Victor
wouldn't do that to John, though.
He
likes John. No.
No.
Oh, you know, I remembered something. I heard something fascinating this week. Do you remember the story Sybil?
Oh, yeah, that show freaked me out when I was a kid.
Yeah, that was scary.
I saw that when I was really little, and I was like, that show.
That's multiple personalities.
That's what happened to John.
It came out this past week. The whole story was fake. Yeah.
Oh, the Sybil story was? Oh, my gosh, I never knew that. Wow.
What do you mean, the whole story? It never happened to her, you mean?
It never happened. The doctor made it up with the patient. Yep.
Oh, wow.
His multiple personality disorder.
Yeah. Yeah,
multiple personality disorder was not a diagnosis prior to this book and movie.
That came out
afterwards. Yeah, so all these people who are being diagnosed with multiple personalities, it might be a phony diagnosis. He said 40,000 people have been diagnosed with this, and they're saying the most famous story of this is probably is definitely without a doubt a hoax. They made the whole thing up.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad because think how many people have been affected negatively because of that probably. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, that's interesting. That's an interesting tidbit. I hadn't heard that. I've been under a rock lately, so
Well, if it wasn't for Sybil, we wouldn't have had all these multiple personality storylines. And so
I don't think of how the face of daytime, no pun intended, would have changed had there been no Sybil.
it's true.
We would never have, like, all these great storylines. And Roseanne Barr. I mean, come on. But, because she was saying she had that for a while or something.
Yeah, Roseanne's been really messed with. She was hypnotized, and I think this therapist talked her into saying her father molested her as a baby.
Yeah.
And, you can tell, but these things were put in her head. I'm sorry, it's true.
Yeah.
It was all put in her head. And, that's not fair to her father. And wrecked her entire family because of, funny accusations.
That's really surprising, though, about that. That's interesting, huh? Well,
yeah.
I don't know. I have done some multiple personality stories even recently. Like, I don't watch One Life to Live, but a few years ago, wasn't Bree Williamson or Williams or whatever her name is, wasn't she playing, like, two different personalities or something? Or
she has a couple. She has quite a few. And the thing is, in her mother on the show, Vicki Buchanan, she has one named Nikki.
So this is
a common storyline.
Yeah, that's true. It's a soap convention. Yeah. With John, though, that could so easily be explained by the whole his brain was dumped on a chip kind of thing, or his memory was erased. He has had so much stuff going on in that head of his that who knows? Stefano could have implanted something. He is the pawn. And so
right.
Stefano could have implanted something in his brain and made him do things that, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. Of course, it will probably always, you know, they'll blame it on Demira, of course, but, yeah, I don't know.
Well, speaking of that, they actually have a good storyline I'm looking forward to coming up. It's the Jack post-traumatic stress disorder storyline coming up.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier. I thought that was really interesting. I didn't know that was going to be a storyline, but Save Jack was saying something about it in the chat room. And I got a hint of that, obviously, Friday when he was talking about he seemed so traumatized and everything. I thought that was really cool that they're gonna go there. I think that's going to be a good story.
Yeah, definitely. I think I said somewhere Jack flips out and gets violent. I think it's with Chad, but I'm not sure. So I'm glad they're really looking into this. Matt could kill this, really. Like I said, he's so good at playing violent characters. I mean, he, you know, he's played a serial killer on, I think it was As World Turns. I'm not exactly sure what show it was he did that. But, I mean, he can definitely go there. And so I'm really interested in that. And then seeing Jack deal with flipping out, you know what I mean, dealing with the guilt and all that afterwards. I mean, I think it's going to be really good. And that's going to, you know, affect his relationship with Jennifer and affect his relationship with Abby. You know, they're all going to have to deal with that. And, you know, he could lose Jennifer because of this, too. You know, this Daniel really doesn't flip out like that. So I'm really, really looking forward to it. And so you have good storylines like that, and then you have this John, maybe another brainwashing thing. It's like, you know, we just kind of went through that with race. And it just, you know, the whole storyline is just so convoluted. You know, I mean, John's never invested money before. And,
well,
he had
so much money. I mean, I know people, you know, lose it and stuff, but that seems so implausible. I don't know. We'll see. I guess it'll be interesting. Hopefully it'll be interesting to see what they come up with.
Yeah. So, you guys want to talk about anything else, or I'm going to pack it in for the night?
I can't think of anything. Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
Okay.
Marianne? You still there?
Marianne still got her buzz on.
Oh. No, Marianne.
She passed out. Not listening. Wake up, Marianne. Stop tweeting.
I wasn't tweeting.
I'm teasing you. No. She's just asking if you had anything else.
No. That's all I can think of.
Okay. Well, we will see you guys next week, if not sooner. You know, like I said, we are trying to work on an interview, but it probably won't be early in the week. It'll probably be later. So take care, everybody. Thanks for everybody. Shut up in the chat room.
They're so fun.
Oh, my God. Nikki was killing me all night. You guys are great. And thanks for the newbies who showed up, too. And we'll see everybody next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.